Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, staying cloudy with our high nearing 83. Showers become likely overnight tonight with our low around 66. More showers likely throughout the day on Saturday with our high nearing 83, and more showers possible with a low of 68 Saturday night. A slight chance for some showers on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 88. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Topeka fire crews have deemed the cause of a fire at an East Topeka strip mall to have been intentionally set. Topeka Fire Department crews were called to the area of 6th and Carnahan Avenue around 10:30 a.m. Thursday morning with reports of a fire. Further reports indicate the blaze had started at or around the old Fowley's grocery store, which now stands vacant. When crews arrived, they said they saw heavy smoke coming from the roof of the abandoned grocery store. Topeka fire officials say the building was in bad shape before the fire broke out and the roof had collapsed in some areas. Residents in Marshall County who are part of the USD 498 school district will soon be faced with a special election later this year. Valley Heights Schools made an announcement Thursday that a special vote has been set for August 30th. The vote concerns improvements to the school district in the form of upgrading buildings and the construction of a new elementary school addition. I'm Trace Tong, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Fake money is making the rounds again in southwest Kansas, as according to Garden City Police Department. During the month of June, they have taken 16 reports of counterfeit money, and they expect that number to increase with fireworks sales and holiday travel. Police urge the public to pay attention to the money you are handling and being handed. Marking bills with currency pins and or comparing them to real currency are some of the best practices to use to detect counterfeit bills. Osage County deputies arrested a Lawrence man for drugs found during a traffic stop. The Osage County Sheriff's Office says one of its deputies stopped Jason Spaniel, 44, Wednesday afternoon just north of a U.S. 75 K-268 K-3 roundabout. Drugs and stolen property were found during the search. Spaniel was booked for possession of meth, possession of stolen property, and he also had a parole violation warrant. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. An eastern Nebraska man has pleaded guilty to a federal charge of threatening to kill a U.S. wildlife officer who cited him for fishing and hunting violations. The Omaha World-Herald reports that 23-year-old Cody Cape of Blair also pleaded guilty Tuesday in a federal courtroom in Omaha to a count of brandishing a firearm during a violent crime. As part of a plea deal, prosecutors will ask for nearly 10 years in prison when Cape is sentenced in September. Prosecutors say Cape and a friend were cited for hunting and fishing violation in October of 2020 near the DeSoto Wildlife Refuge. The friend later told police that Cape had explained ways he planned to kill the officer and his family. Drivers will need to have some patience as more construction gets underway in Grand Island. Work is scheduled to start July 5th on the Eddy Street underpass, with plans for it to be closed for 3 months. The more than 70-year-old structure has not had this kind of extensive work done in some time. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Fireworks are planned in area communities for Independence Day, with Waterville Connections hosting Sunday, July 3rd at the ball field. Waterworks Fun will be featured for different age groups, beginning with pre-K through second grade at 7 p.m., third through sixth grade at 7:30, junior high at 8, high school at 8:30, and adults at 9. Bring a water gun or balloons will be provided, with fireworks to follow at dusk Sunday, July 3rd in Waterville. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce will celebrate the 4th on Monday, with a city pool open all day, a golf cart poker run with registration at 1, and cornhole tournament with registration at 2. The Historical Society will host croquet at 3, and a vendor's fair begins at 4:30, with the annual duck race beginning at 7:15, all at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Fireworks are at dusk Monday evening. Washington Lions Club will hold a softball tournament Monday with concessions, benefits toward ballpark improvements. Fireworks are planned in Washington Monday evening at the fairgrounds beginning at 10. Centralia continues the 4th of July tradition with a 5K run Monday morning. A parade, proud to be an American, at 10:30. Lunch and pie following will be served by the Pride Committee, with a bounce house and train rides offered 11:30 to 1:30, and a pedal pull at noon. Free swimming 12:30 until 4:30 Monday at Centralia Pool, with fireworks in Centralia at dusk on Monday. The City of Marysville will not be setting off a fireworks display again this year. An injury accident was reported in Nemohall County June 22nd. Joshua Armstrong, age 23, of Centralia, collided with an ATV driven by Craig Dieters, age 43, of Centralia, ejecting Dieters, who was transported by LifeStar with serious injuries. Armstrong reported being distracted and struck the ATV from behind while swerving to avoid collision. June 20th, Hunter Hesterman, age 15, of Oneida, lost control on 160th, just west of R Road, striking a culvert and rolling the vehicle. The driver was taken by private vehicle to Sabetha Hospital with injuries. Wednesday afternoon, Dolores Savage, age 58, of Onega, lost control in Pottawatomie County on K-63, south of 268th Road, striking a field entrance and landing in the field. The driver was transported to a Topeka hospital with injuries sustained. Work is to begin Friday on highway construction south of Beatrice on U.S. 77, with chip and seal work along a 7-mile stretch extending south of Beatrice to Nebraska Highway 112. Work is expected to take around 3 days, with a pilot car and flagging operation during construction. Kansas State Parks are partnering with the Kansas Public Library System to provide patrons with daily vehicle permits available for checkout through December. The daily permits provide the permit holder with admission to any of Kansas' 28 state parks absolutely free of charge. Marysville, Vermilion, and Seneca are listed as participating libraries in this area, and a complete list is available online at ksoutdoors.com. How it works: visit a participating library and ask to check out a Kansas State Parks vehicle permit. Each permit is valid for 1 day only, which will be written on the permit. Patrons utilizing a permit must display it on the vehicle windshield when entering a Kansas State Park. The checkout process may vary at each participating library. And again, more information is online at ksoutdoors.com. An educational program initiated last summer to access museums, zoos, historic landmarks, and outdoor locations free is designed to help promote family engagement and keep students learning during summer months. The Sunflower Summer Program being funded through COVID funding, will run through August 14th. Throughout this time, you can go online to sunflowersummer.org to learn more about the program and register. Each Kansas child, pre-K through 18, as well as students in 18 to 21-year-old programs, and up to two accompanying adults may access a ticket voucher to each of the participating attractions in the Sunflower Summer app. Tickets can be claimed within the app. Again, details online at sunflowersummer.org. The Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program is a federal program that will provide checks for income-qualifying seniors age 60 and older to purchase locally grown fresh vegetables, fruits, and honey at a local farmer's market. To qualify, seniors can earn up to $1,872 per month for one person. Checks totaling $35 are given out in $5 increments and can be accepted from vendors who have gone through the training to accept these checks. Marshall County is allowed a limited number. Interested qualifying seniors may contact the Marshall County Extension Office. Mary E. Lamberting Wimpy, age 94, of Manhattan, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned July 4th at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with details to follow. Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Mary Lamberting Wimpy.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Is it time for a new car, truck, or SUV? You're guaranteed to find it at Crown Over Auto Sales. Stop by and see the pre-owned cars and trucks on their lot. Now through July 8th, when you buy a vehicle, choose between a $150 detail voucher, a $100 Richardson fireworks voucher, or take $70 in cash. They also trade boats, motorcycles, cars, and trucks. Open 7 days a week with the lowest prices in the area. That's Crown Over Auto Sales across from Valley Vet in Marysville. Visit crownoverautosales.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy and cooler today with a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms. With our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. More showers possible overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. More showers are likely throughout the day on Saturday, with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Showers will continue throughout Saturday night and leading into Sunday, and a slight chance for some showers throughout the day on Monday, mixing in with sunshine. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July, 89. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 68. And the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05. Scattered showers overnight early morning yielded a few hundredths of an inch of rain at the studios in Marysville. Cloudy, overcast, still a sprinkle or two. Light to moderate showers, mostly north of the state line. A 50-mile-wide band north to south, extending out of far northwest Missouri, out towards south-central Nebraska, then drifts into north-central Kansas, where it's a little more hit-and-miss shower activity. More intense thunderstorms up to the north in Nebraska. Along our region, most of the activity staying just on the state line in north. Up around Superior, Nebraska, had almost 4 inches of rain overnight. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday. It's the 1st of July, KNDY News Time. 7:18, I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com.
Houston, New York has a problem. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Astros finishing up a string of 9 straight games against New York teams got the better of the Yankees this time after Luis Severino walked Kyle Tucker to load the bases in the bottom of the third. Up stepped Alex Bregman.
Swing and a drive, left field, pretty deep, and it's off the wall. Myers will score easily. Diaz skips into home.
The call on KBME. Bregman put the Stros up 2-0, a lead they would not relinquish in a 2-1 victory, and 7-2 record against the Yankees and Mets. In Chavez Ravine, it was a battle of 1 versus 2 in the National League West. Dodgers hosting the Padres. Having already homered once, Justin Turner came up in the 7th with Max Muncy on.
1-1. Fly ball, center field. Grisham going back. Way back, way back, and it is gone! A home run!
The call on Dodgers Radio, AM 570. Turner's 2nd of the game put the Dodgers on top for good, 3-1. The Guardians did it again. A day after rallying late against the Twins, Cleveland had to do it again. They tied things in the 8th, got a runner into scoring position in the 9th with 2 out.
Here's the payoff delivery. Swung on, hit high, hit deep to right center. Did he do it?
Tom Hamilton on WTAM. Andres Jimenez made it back-to-back games with walk-off home runs. Final score, 5-3. Blue Jays beat the Rays 4-1. The Pirates edge Milwaukee 8-7. Cubs blew out the Reds 15-7. And the Mariners beat the A's 8-6. NBA, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski says Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. The Phoenix Suns have reached a supermax extension with Devin Booker, 4 years, $224 million. The T-Wolves extended Karl-Anthony Towns with a supermax contract. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
With gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
PFB Pyro's Fireworks Stand in Hanover has a huge inventory of fireworks, from novelty items and fountains to firecrackers and artillery shells, complete with missiles, cakes, and loud impacts. Brands such as Sky Bacon, Brothers, Shogun, Black Cat, and many more. PFB Pyro's has the best special effects selection and inventory in the area. It's worth the drive to Hanover. Located east of Ricky's Cafe and across the street from Goog's Bar and Grill, open June 27th to July 5th from 1 to 10 p.m.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's acreage report shows farmers have planted 89.9 million acres of corn. That's down 4% from last year. Soybean planted area for 2022 estimated 88.3 million acres, a point higher than a year ago. All wheat planted acres estimated to be 47.1 million acres, 1% more than last year. If realized, though, it would represent the 5th lowest all-wheat planted area since records began in 1919. The 2022 winter wheat planted area, 34 million acres, also 1% higher than 2021. Because of planting delays in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, the acreage number will be updated in the August report. Corn stalks in all positions, 4.35 billion bushels on June 1, up 6% from a year ago. Soybeans stored in all positions, 971 million bushels, up 26% from a year ago. and old crop wheat all positioned 660 million bushels, 22% lower than 2021. The EPA announcing on Thursday it is revising its registration for atrazine. It's a well-studied herbicide essential to farming. National Corn Grower President Chris Edgington from Iowa said they're disappointed in EPA's decision. He said, we can feed and fuel the world and fight climate change, but can't do these things without modern farming tools. Atrazine, he said, is a tool that is critical to their work. The new labeling requirements will impose arduous new restrictions and mitigation measures on the herbicide, limiting how much the product the farmers can use, they say. The latest development marks a step backwards in EPA's commitment to transparency in the use of best available science. Proposal now enters a 60-day public comment period. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Gene Francis and Associates will offer 70 acres of Marshall County, Kansas land for sale July 7th at 11 a.m. in Waterville at the Community Center. Sale will be simulcast live and online. Visit GeneFrancis.com for complete bidding details and information for this July 7th sale starting at 11 a.m. in Waterville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's the latest Larry Steckland report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, Japan's growing demand for our beef is fantastic news for us, friends. No doubt about that. In fact, last year, up 5%. I don't know how many pickup loads 320,000 metric tons are, but that's how much beef we sold to the Japanese. Up 5% in 1 year. They love our beef, no doubt about that. And, well, they should. To keep this going, the folks in Washington have done a good deal, friend. A U.S.-Japan trade agreement was signed just a few days ago that will not only keep things going as they have been, but it will allow us to increase more without a problem. According to the trade office in Washington, the safeguard that they signed will allow U.S. exporters to meet Japan's growing demand for the high-quality beef that we have and that they like, minimizing the odds that Japan will increase tariffs, because they have the ability to do that to slow things down for us. But thank goodness, friends, we got a deal signed that'll make it even a better deal for moving beef their direction in 2022. Speaking of food, USDA has raised the food inflation forecast again. Not a surprise, friends, the highest grocery prices in 42 years. And guess what? We're talking about a lot of things that makes that price go up. One of the sad parts of it for this end of the business called agriculture is very little of that raise is going there. But the biggest increase, they say, will be in eggs. That's kind of crazy. Second month in a row, hiked to about a 20% range from 6 to 7% range. See, just 2 months ago, USDA had egg inflation at 2.5% to 3%. Now it's up to 20%. So, folks, we're not going to get into individual things that are going to go up. It'll be a little bit of everything, won't it? Tighten your belt. See you on the next Decline Report.
During the busy harvest season, affordable parts are only a phone call away. For more than 40 years, Abilene Machine has been a trusted source for quality ag replacement parts. Need augers, chaffers, or chains for your combine, or parts for your tractor? Abilene Machine stocks new, remanufactured, and used parts that meet or exceed original equipment manufacturer specs, but are priced below OEM. For pricing, inventory, and 24-hour ordering, visit them online at AbileneMachine.com.
It's a great day to be a Wildcat!
Wildcat fans, it's Tang time for K-State men's basketball.
I was always blown away by the fans and the energy.
Save your seat in the Octagon of Doom with season tickets starting at just $199. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS.
Ma, I get goosebumps when I say it.
Go Cats!
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The second half of 2022 begins today, and we kick it off with an in-depth look at the seventh month from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 1st, the 182nd day of the year. Liv Tyler and Dan Aykroyd share a birthday, and the first paid television commercial aired on this day in 1941, courtesy of the Bulova Watch Company. Independence Day is the highlight of our seventh month, but July also has other designations, many of which you can observe at your next cookout. National Hot Dog Month, National Ice Cream Month, and Baked Beans Month. Be careful, though. July is the hottest month and the month with the most vehicle thefts, home burglaries, and eye injuries. And if you're looking for summer reading ideas, we don't mind mentioning that July has also been proclaimed as Read an Almanac Month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more about July online anytime. Just go to almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. A sprinkle or two lingering. We had just a trace amount of precipitation overnight. 72 degrees this hour with cooler highs today around 80. Band of light showers up in southeast Nebraska, mostly north of the state line, some drifting just across. Little activity on north central Kansas, but that's about it here close to home. Hit and miss for chance for showers yet along the way today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. In a surprising and seismic shift in college athletics, the Big Ten voted Thursday to add Southern California and UCLA as conference members beginning in 2024. The announcement, which caught the Pac-12 off guard, came almost a year after Texas and Oklahoma formally accepted invitations to join the Southeastern Conference in July of 2025. The Big Ten has expanded twice in recent years, with Nebraska joining in 2011 and Maryland and Rutgers in 2014. The MIAA announced that Neumann University and Rogers State University have officially been accepted as full members of the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletic Association. The Jets and Hillcats will join 12 other MIAA member institutions after spending three seasons as associate members of the conference. The Jets joined the MIAA along with the Hillcats in 2019-20 as associate members. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, see in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall
as all with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's a great day to be a Wildcat!
Yeah. Wildcat fans, it's Tang time for K-State men's basketball.
I was always blown away by the fans and the energy.
Save your seat in the Octagon of Doom with season tickets starting at just $199. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS.
E-ma! I get goosebumps when I say it.
Go Cats!
Five-star guard Mikey Williams out of San Ysidro High School in San Diego, California, made his first official college visit to the University of Kansas. Part of the 2023 class of recruits, Williams is a social media superstar with nearly 4 million followers on Instagram and 80,000 on Twitter. In 2019, Williams broke a CIF San Diego section record by scoring 77 points against Kearney High School. Now Williams has nearly 30 college offers, including KU and several HBCUs, after expressing interest on Twitter. The Big 12 Conference has officially revealed its new commissioner, Brett Yormark. Yormark is the conference's fifth commissioner, succeeding Bob Boolsby, who announced he'd be stepping down from the role back in April after a decade with the conference. Yormark is coming to the Big 12 after 3 years with Rock Nation Unified, serving as COO and co-CEO of the commercial side of the business. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Luke Christensen, and you guys are listening to Sober or Drinking on KNDY.
I'm somewhere between wanting you and leaving. I wish you'd give me something to believe in. In the morning, says it all.